Yeah.
A big stone house across along in there. And unhitch those mules and put a nigger on each mule and go out to the landing and get a load of sack of oats and put it up for him and on the mule and bring it on out there. They just couldn't get into town. But they eventually, they did it before I could remember. That's the reason I say I don't ever remember that. They had a planked road.
Yes, sir.
Out of St. Joe.
Uh-huh.
It came plumb out there to the same place I'm telling you about, and further than that, I think it came out on the mound place a little piece.
Yes.
And they had that there until... Now, it was a private road. It was a toll road. A rich old man, merchant there in St. Joe Moore, owned the town pretty well and did a lot of furnishings.
He just died, didn't he?
Yeah, he died.
When?
Oh, you mean just died originally?
Yeah.
No, man, he's been dead. And
Well, the last of his family just died, didn't he? Maybe not.
Well,
I was just talking to somebody in town about, you know, Mr. Clark?
Thompson Clark.
Thompson Clark. He was telling me about a white man that got hung there in town one time.
Yeah, that is before my time.
You know anything about that?
No, yeah. Except that they went down and took him out of the jail. I think my mother was living in St. Joe at the time.
Yeah.
I forget now what that old man's name was, but I didn't know him. It was before I was born, before my mother was married.
Yeah.
And I think he did something to old man Joe Moore, and old man Joe Moore had so much influence, a bunch of those men around there went down and took him out of jail and hung him down there on the courthouse square.
Yeah.
I was way back in 1800s or so when that happened.
Yes, sir.
Just don't know
how to get somebody to go away and come back. It's kind of like a man came here to me, or sometime back. My neighbor over here, the Reeves, said to me, he said that I was one of the oldest citizens in this neighborhood and looking for Coleman's. He said he had a letter from me back in, when was it, 1900? 1909, that letter was, his address was out here. I told him about the Colemans that I knew in terms of parish, but they, in my time, I never knew of any Colemans that would have gotten mail at Delta Bridge. It might have been like, it was early in the 1900s, or it wasn't 1900, but I wasn't but 6 years old in 1900. And we didn't get around too much either in those days.
How'd you keep in touch with relatives elsewhere and that sort of thing?
Hmm?
How'd you keep in touch with relatives in other places?
I let them.
Yeah.
I mean, you didn't keep in touch with a lot of them. I've got some first cousins that I've never seen.
Really?
Yeah. I had an uncle in Vicksburg that had some children.
Yeah.